Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning in the month of May. Tuesday, May the 16th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour, 50 degrees and mostly cloudy skies here in the Marion area. And I'm telling you, folks, you are tuning in on a fun morning this morning. I hope you're listening to the radio this morning or listening on your listening device, because I know a lot of people might be outside already doing work because it's a beautiful morning. But I am a happy person this morning, and I have got so much to talk about, and I hope you can tell that in my voice. So let's get in here and cover the ground that we need to cover, and because yesterday we didn't get to do much Family Feud, because Opal took us pretty much right up to the end of the show yesterday, and I do want to get more Family Feud in today because I know everybody loves to play that. I do want to remind everybody, I will not be on Thursday morning. Thursday morning is my 8-week checkup. So I will not be on. It's nothing serious. Don't worry about it. It's just my 8-week checkup that I have to go do. And so I won't be on Thursday morning. But Thursday, listen to the repeats. They should be good. I think we have two good repeats planned for Thursday morning. Now, I will be on, of course, tomorrow, and I will be on Friday morning. Okay, want to mention this weekend, because I know a lot of people are into these things, the Tiffin Flea Market's this weekend, and this weekend, it's a done deal for me that I'm going to the Tiffin Flea Market. I have not checked the weather yet, but as many of you know, I've told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again real quick. 2 years ago, I had planned to go to the Tiffin Flea Market, and for some reason, I still to this day don't know what really happened, but when I got there, I had some kind of allergic reaction, and I don't even know what it was an allergic reaction to. It was a very strange, and I don't even know that I'm allergic to anything, but it was a very strange day, so I never really got to go around the Tiffin Flea Market. Well, last year, I was not able to do it for obvious reasons, if you've been listening to this show. So this year, when it kicked back up in April, I thought I'd go over there the first week. And that weekend was not a great weather weekend. At least Saturday wasn't a great weather weekend. And I ended up going to Lima because Lima had called and said, do you want to do this? And I said, well, yeah, that sounds like fun. So I ended up over in Lima instead of going to the Tiffin Flea Market back in April. Well, this weekend, it's the weekend before Memorial Day, and you can bet that I am going to be at the Tiffin Flea Market this weekend. There's some. This is a great big. The time I was there, even though I did not get to go around, this is a great big flea market over at the fairgrounds, and I cannot wait to go on Saturday. I am completely looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing old radios. And pill microphones. I want a pill microphone, a real old-fashioned pill microphone, and any other things I might stumble on. So the Tiffin Flea Market is on the agenda this past weekend. Oh, I did want to mention this, just to tell you how good the Friday show was last week. And I don't want to gush too much more on Olivia, although I really like her, and I think the audience liked her, and the Friday night show is great. And I can't wait till this Friday night, 8:15 to 10 p.m., to see how everything goes with all of us again. But I was at the grocery store yesterday, and a lady came up to me, and she said, is Olivia working at the radio station now? And I said, well, yeah, she's doing a show with us. And she said, that's great. I love listening to her. And you know what? I don't know that I've ever had that kind of feedback that quickly, 3 days, on somebody who's been doing that Friday night show with me. Now, again, I'm not saying anything bad about the people who've done it with me in the past. I'm not saying anything bad about them. But I don't know that I ever have gotten feedback that quickly. Now, I've had people say they like the hosts, but it usually takes some time. They kind of have to warm up to them. She's only been on one time, and I'm already getting approached in the grocery store. So, Olivia, my goodness, everything is great, and we're having a great time on a Friday nights with Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, and myself. So I was so happy to see that. And also, I was approached by a coworker yesterday who said she had listened to the show, and she thought it was great as well, and also thought Matt was doing a great job, as well as do I. So that was kind of cool yesterday. You know, I have an Opal Covey video that is circulating around that... I don't know. Some people like it. Some people think she's a little nutty, which she is. If you want to see the Opal Covey video, let me know. It's about 5 minutes long. Send me a message on Facebook, and I will let you see the video. I don't just want to send it to everybody, but the people I've sent it to love seeing this thing, because I guess you can see her for the first time. It's from the interview I taped this past weekend in Toledo. It's not the whole interview, but it's about 5 minutes, three clips of the interview. So if you want to see what Opal Covey really looks like and what she sounds like and what went on in Toledo this past weekend, just send me a private message on Facebook. Say, I want to see the Opal video, and I will see that you get it. It's gotten mixed reaction, but everybody has seemed to laugh watching it. Now, I'm not saying they're laughing at Opal. I think they're laughing with her if you see the video, but you'd have to see it to understand what I'm talking about. We have to call Opal here this morning, just a little call this morning, because if you tuned in yesterday, here's what you found out. Number one, oh, we're getting a phone call here. Let's go to the phones first. By the way, I am not in the studio office. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Sean.
Oh, my friend Chip. How you doing, Chip?
Dude, me get mad at Friday.
Oh, my goodness. I was, you know, listen, Chip, we are all excited. People want to know about this. You are getting married Friday, May the 19th.
Yeah.
All right. What's the details, Chip? What time are you getting married?
No, yeah.
My goodness, Chip, we're 4 days away.
Yeah.
You got to know the time. You think the afternoon?
No, yeah. Me, Steve, my fiance, no more to that.
You're going to leave your fiance up to that?
We'll find out.
Oh, you're going to find out from her when it is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when you find out, you've got to call us back and let us know.
Yeah.
All right. Now, do you know where you're getting married, Chip? Is it going to be in a church or a justice of the peace, or what's going to happen?
No, yet.
Don't know yet. Okay. Chip, if somebody wanted to give you a gift, a wedding present, they could come to Kroger. Now, when are you working at Kroger at this point?
Today.
Oh, you're working today. Now, 5 to 9... And what days of the week do you work?
Tuesday and Thursday.
Tuesday and Thursday, 5 to 9, at Kroger South, the South location, out across from the mall, right?
Yeah.
Now, how's your leg doing, Chip?
Good.
Do you got the pre-wedding jitters?
No.
Not nervous at all?
No.
Ready to be married?
Yeah.
Now, is she going to live with you, or are you going to live with her, or how's that going to work?
No, not yet.
Don't know yet. All right. So you're excited?
Yeah.
And her name is Linda?
Yeah.
You know, our Linda Sims from the radio station, I believe, is getting married this Saturday.
Saturday?
The 20th, I believe, is what she told
me. Well, who'll get married at?
You know, I don't know. I think she went away to get married. She went away with her fiancé. I think they're getting married somewhere out of state.
Out of state?
Yeah. You know, with me,
Chip, I think if I was engaged and I was about to be married, I think I would leave the state too, but I would leave the engaged person here. I wouldn't take the bride with me. I'd just get the heck out of town before the wedding happened.
Yeah.
Yep, I'd be on the go. Well, Chip, I'm so glad you filled us in on this because everybody wants to know. And as soon as you know when you're going to be married, where and when, you know, the time, Friday, call us back. We'll be here every morning except Thursday. And let us know because we all want to know. We're all incredibly happy for you.
Yeah.
Have you heard Opal on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, do you like Opal?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to check in with her here this morning. So stay tuned, Chip.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for being out there, Chip.
You work today?
Do I work today? Yes, in the afternoon I do.
How did you go in?
10:15, I think. 10:15?
Okay.
Right after the show. Are you going to stop by?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get together sometime, Chip.
Okay.
Thanks, Chip.
Okay.
All right. Well, there you go. There's the details to the Chip wedding. My goodness. Coming up this Friday, May the 19th, to Linda. We've never met Linda, but we're all hopeful for this. We still don't know the time. We still don't know the place. Chip's letting his woman take care of all this, but it's going to happen on Friday. And our Linda, Linda Sims, is getting married on Saturday. But I believe she's going out of state for that. So we congratulate all the people getting married this weekend. Nothing better than that. 740-751-4038. Remember, I'm at the home office today. 740-751-4038. Yesterday, I was at the studio office. Okay. What else is on the old agenda? It's marrying time this time of year. Okay, I won't be here on Thursday. The Tiffin Flea Market this Saturday. Opal Covey. Here's the two things we know about yesterday. Number one is that Satan was stopping her from getting her grass mowed. So we hope she got her grass mowed yesterday. That was a big thing. So we will check in on that this morning. And number two was that I had been... Now, see, I did not say this. So when I say this, I think it sounds a little braggadocious. But here's what the thing was. Opal told me yesterday that apparently I had been appointed by the Lord as head of the media. Now, I think this is very high praise, to be appointed by the Lord, head of the media. So maybe we'll check in more on that. But this all happened after Saturday, by the way, when the Lord spoke to her after we had our interview. So there's that. Now, also, yesterday, when I was in the office, a book was brought to me about Marion history and Oakland Heights and also some things, very interesting things, on President Harding. So as the week progresses, if we don't get to it this week, we're definitely going to get to it next week. So glad that book was dropped off, and we're going to learn about a lot of interesting areas here in Marion, particularly the Oakland Heights area, where I know a lot of people are from or grew up in, and some things to do with President Harding and his teaching days when he was a teacher, which are really not talked about all that often. So I thank the two people who are devoted listeners to this station who dropped off that book yesterday, and we are definitely going to get to that. Now, yesterday I was talking on the show about just being nice to people, forgiving, not even necessarily forgiving, just trying to be nice to people in general and have a good time in life and don't hold grudges and so on and so forth. Well, yesterday two things happened that were kind of fascinating. I ran into somebody because, as you know, one of my favorite people for years and years and years has been Jeannie Evers, the wife of Charlie Evers. And I've always gotten along with Jeannie. I've known her for I don't even know how long now. Of course, she came around with Charlie to the parties at the station, the anniversary parties, the Christmas parties. just always had a good time with Jeannie and Charlie. And then after Charlie passed away 3 years ago, stayed in touch with Jeannie, had a lot of fun with her, and always have. Well, I have not talked to Jeannie in probably about 2 or 3 months. So yesterday morning, somebody told me, they said, well, I'm still in touch with Jeannie, and she still listens to the show every day. And I wasn't really sure if she still did listen to the show. So I thought, you know what? I'm just going to reach out to Jeannie, and I'm going to wish her a happy Mother's Day and hope she had the greatest day. So I sent her a message, and I said, Jeannie, happy Mother's Day. I hope everything's good with you, and so on and so forth. And I got a message back from her, and she said everything's going great with her, and yes, she still does listen every morning. She's been one of our devoted listeners probably since the beginning, 9 years ago, and it was so good to talk with her and just be able to say that, Jeannie, if you ever need anything, I'm just right up the road. You can always call me. Our friendship is going to be forever. It's been around for a long time. I would do anything for you. I'd break my back to help you. I know you have family, but if you ever need anything, I'd be there in a second. She's one of the truly great, nice ladies and has done so many nice things for me over the years. Cards and letters and given me things that pertain to Marian history and radio. She's a classy lady. She's a nice lady. And I was so glad to know yesterday that our friendship will continue on forever. And maybe sometime we'll get together and talk and just have a good time like we always did. I've always enjoyed talking with Jeannie, and she's a class lady. And I know a lot of people always want to know how she's doing after listening to Charlie for so many years on this station. And she's doing fine. She had a great Mother's Day with her kids, and nothing better than that. So I was so happy to talk to Jeannie yesterday. And if she's out there listening this morning, Jeannie, I loved having that little conversation with you yesterday. And here's to more conversations and a friendship that will last a lifetime. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have anything you'd like to say this morning, we're running through it here this morning. The details on Chip's wedding. We're talking about the Tiffin Flea Market this weekend. No show on Thursday. Don't forget that. Opal Covey, which we're going to get to here momentarily. Again, if you would like the Opal video that's been circulating, again, it's about 5 minutes long. We took it this past Saturday. Send me a message on Facebook. Say you want to see the Opal video, and we will get it out to you. All right. And the book on Oakland Heights and President Harding's teaching days. Now, here is something that put me in a very great mood this morning. Now, I'm going to try to tiptoe around this because I really don't want to say any names. Kind of like yesterday when I was telling the story about the antiviral pill. You know, I don't want to say anybody's name because I don't want to embarrass anybody. But some of these stories are just funny. Now, this story is not funny, but it's one of the really, really good things that made me very happy this morning. Now, let's see. How should I put this? Here for about, I'm going to say maybe a month or two, or I really don't know how long it's been, but I have gotten the impression that there was something going on. And for the most part, I kind of knew something was going on. It was no big deal. I just knew it was going on. I didn't know what was going on, but it wasn't my business, so why pry into it? Well, this morning, I got on social media, and for the first time, I actually saw what was going on. And to be honest with you, I could not be more happy. And I am genuinely, genuinely happy when I say that. I saw this, and it could not have made me happier. Again, I'm not going to say anybody's names, and if the people who know what I'm talking about know what I'm talking about, that's the way it is. But the point of this, the reason I bring this up this morning is, when you don't know what something exactly is, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal, because when you actually find out what it is, it's not anything that really amounts to anything to you. Well, at least it didn't to me. and I could not have been happier. And could not have been happier for the people involved, could not be happier for myself, and again, just loved it. I loved seeing that this morning. It changed my perspective in a way completely on something that was going on. Let me say this. I've never been angry. I really have not. I've never been angry, and I've never been upset. I really haven't. Somehow that got all twisted. Well, I've never been angry or upset really about anything in life. You know, I think my emotions were taken out as a child. I think when they took my tonsils and adenoids out, they took my emotions out. But for some reason, there was this thought that I was angry and I was upset about something. And let me tell you, after this morning, I am not angry or upset about anything. And I can tell you that with a big check mark. And I never really was. But to know the situation, just could not be happier this morning about it. So onward and upward, and congratulations to everybody involved with that. Now, I know that doesn't make a lick of sense to anybody this morning, but it makes sense to me and maybe some other people, because it was the first morning this morning that I actually saw it on social media. You know, we learn everything from social media nowadays. Nobody really tells you anything. We just learn it all from social media. So my goodness, I could not be more happy this morning. Now remember, that's not angry. That's happy. I could not be more happy after I saw that. And I think you could tell it if I was faking it. All right, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. To be honest with you, when I saw it this morning, I almost laughed, because that was my reaction to it, because I had kind of known what was going on, but not for sure. It was none of my business. And when I saw it, I just thought, oh, that's what it is. Congratulations, and onward and upward. All right. 740-751-4038. I know you just want me to shut up so we can do the Family Feud is really what's going on here this morning. But the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. You know, we have not heard from our friend Opal Covey. Sarah. Now, how did I confuse those names? We have not heard from our friend Sarah in a couple weeks. I hope she's out there doing well and still listening on the bus. We just haven't heard from her. And Sarah, if you're out there, I hope you're doing well. Also, our friend Lee. We haven't heard from him in a few weeks. I know that some people do know some things about him, but I hope he's doing well as well. So I hope everybody is well out there in the world this morning. I do got to tell you, I got a message from Olivia this morning, because she does tend to listen. I don't know if she's listening this morning or not, because I know she's having a busy morning. And I said, because I know she did not get to listen to the whole show yesterday. And I said, you know, are you getting sick of the show, you know, after listening for 2 days? And the message she sent me was hilarious. I can't read the message on the air, but it's very hilarious. She's got a tremendous sense of humor. All right, let's check in here. Oh, good. I just got a message that says, my speaking right now is clear as mud. I know, what I'm saying makes zero sense to anybody, but maybe someday I'll get a little deeper into it. But this morning, I am a happy person. Now, can you hear me okay this morning? That's the important part. Am I coming through okay? Because I'm not sure when this person says, my speaking right now is as clear as mud, if it's what I'm talking about or if it's how I'm sounding over the air. So I don't know. 740-751-4038. How am I coming through this morning? 740-751-4038. Now, is it just what I'm talking about that makes no sense? Or is it how I'm actually sounding going over the airwave? I think we're going to get a response here momentarily. Well, you know what? I just don't want to invade people's privacy, and that's why why I never mention anybody's name. Good, I'm sounding good, but what I'm saying makes no sense. Well, hopefully it makes sense to the people who are involved in it. And God bless those people. Okay, let's make our call to Opal and see exactly what in the world she's doing out there this morning. See if she got her grass cut. This is what this show's come to. Checking to see if people have gotten their grass cut. All right. Batten down the hatches. Here we go. Oh, we may end up in the voicemail.
Good morning.
Hello. Opal, it's Scott. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. I knew it was you.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that. Now, we're calling to see if you got your grass cut yesterday.
Yes, I did.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations.
And you know what I did?
What's that?
I followed the scriptures, where the scripture says, believe, you have received it, and you shall have it. And so I looked out my window and the day before, and I said, oh, the grass is cut. And it's, you know, still tall. It's not cut. But I look at it in faith the day before, and I said, oh, I see the grass cut real short by faith. And so then the next day, which was yesterday, a guy came, somebody I knew, got a hold of him, and he came over and cut it. So my faith came alive by the scripture. My grass got cut by the scripture. You see what I'm saying?
So through the scripture, your grass got cut, because you told us yesterday that the reason your grass had not been cut was because of Satan, I believe.
Right. Satan was holding it back. On everybody that I ask, even old-time handymen, you know, that have done work for me before and everything, it was just, they were just looking at the grass and seeing it growing higher, and they'd say, I'll be down, and I'll say, I've furnished the lawnmower, I furnish it, give the gas, you know, to who don't have it, and pay you good. And they would just turn me down. And it wasn't right. It wasn't like the years passed, because I could get a grass cutter very quickly. And this had gone on for 3 weeks, and it got so high until I was desperate. And so then finally, when I get with God, he lets me know it was the devil that's we're holding those guys back from helping you.
But now that's all wiped clean, and the grass is mowed, and you got somebody there yesterday to do it.
Yes, I did. Yeah, by faith and by looking at the circumstance and realizing who was behind it, Satan. And he had done things to me, like I've told you, he's done many things. He took the election away from me. He killed my dog right out here on my yard. He came, and I didn't finish it on the interview, I don't think, or no, the last time I talked to you. Satan, actually, when I came to this city, he doesn't want God in this city. He doesn't want goodness in this city, because it's been turned over to him so long. When I came to this city, he came on top of me when I was lying and taking my nap, and he literally came on top of me. I've talked to Satan, and he said, he spoke to me, and he said, I'm going to kill you. And so this was the first, the second time that he tried to kill me. The first was the arson in school, and so this was the first time when I came to Toledo. And he said, I'm going to kill you. Well, the scriptures saved me that time. Just about the 2-3 days before the devil spoke to me, why the Lord had come to me and given me a scripture. And the scripture was, behold, I give you life, and that more abundantly. So then when Satan came a couple of days after that, the Lord knew I needed that scripture. So when I was lying there, and he says, I'm gonna take your life, why, I said, well, Jesus said that he gave me life, and that more abundantly. I spoke right to the devil. And guess what? He ran. He ran off of me. And see, and then there's another scripture that says that you, if you rebuke the devil, he will flee. And so I had the scriptures is what the power is. And so he fled because I used the scripture. Well, then the next thing that happened, just as soon as he fled and ran from me, why the Lord spoke to me on my other side of my head, my ear, and he said, now, get up and walk. And I knew it was the Lord. And he was telling me when he said, get up and walk, you know, that I've given you life and that more abundantly. And so I got up and I literally walked, but that's not what he meant. He meant in the scriptures. He says, keep on going like that.
You know, Opal, I want to come back here. He killed your dog?
He killed my dog, yeah.
Oh, that is
and
trouble.
The Lord spoke to me when I was walking in front of the Dollar Tree after he killed my dog, and I was crying so badly. And I knew my dog was getting older, but I knew it wasn't his time. And I let him out to potty, as usual, in the a.m., and he went out there to do his business, and somehow I forgot, because the news media was had been here, I think it was. I had done a little dance for the news media, and I forgot about him. And so then when I thought of him, I go into the door as he usually does. He usually sits down on the porch step, and he'll start barking. He wants in. But he didn't do it, and I got afraid. And so I started looking over the house everywhere, and I couldn't find him. And so I knew something was wrong. And all of a sudden, the Lord had me to look my eyes over to the fence, privacy fence that goes around my property, and I saw a big black spot laying there. And I ran, and it was my baby. It was my dog dead. And he wasn't dead when he walked out the door. And I cry every time I think about it. But when he walked out the door, his name is Matt. Why, I looked at him, and he had a little rash that I needed to, put some medicine on. And I looked at him, and I talked to Matt. And the last words I said to him, I said, okay, Matt. He understood me. I go on out and potty, and then I'll fix that when you come back. That was the last words I had to him, and then the Lord, then we put him in the grave, and I cried and I preached his grave, his funeral, and I knew something bad had happened. And so when I was walking from the store of Dollar Tree, the Lord spoke to me what happened to Matt. He said, Satan killed Matt because of you. Okay, what does that mean? That means because Satan wanted to get rid of me, he upset you. And that was the same way with the grass. He was upsetting me with tall grass, trying to destroy my image and put me down. Any way that he can, Satan's going to attack you because I'm so famous. And that's what the Lord meant when he said, because of you, because you're so famous. And I just done the dance, and the dance has been on the news, and it goes into the lounges, the one that I made. It was so important. So Satan was trying to bring me down with sorrow from my dog, and that's the way he does everybody. He'll kill people. He'll do anything to bring you down from the face and the things, you know, that you should be doing. And I've seen myself on television where I made that little dance when Matt went out in the yard, and I forgot about him, but the Lord said Satan had done it because I'm just going to say it, you were so famous, you're so well known, and your ministry is so good to people. See, my goodness, he was trying to bring me down by sorrow through my dog. And he'll do this. A drunk driver killed a nice lady on television, you know, who's been on television this morning. Yeah,
Well, I'm sorry, Opal, to bring up this terribly...
You know, an intern, killed her, and it's all these things with the shoot up in schools now. It's given me more information what he does. He'll pull pranks, and then when I realized it was the grass, I told my friend who cut my grass. I called him and I said, "This is Satan that has done this." And then when I talked to him and told him about everything that I try to do and how Satan had already tried to kill me. See, he's a spirit, and you can't see him, but you can hear him. And I remember one time, even before that, when I was studying for the ministry, why we had a problem in the church, and Satan actually came on top of me, and that was before I came to Toledo, and he actually came on top of me and showed me somebody was attacking me, you know, and trying to kill me even then, and I forgot about it, but I could feel when Satan attacks you, you can feel something around you. You can even hear his voice. He's sitting on your shoulder, or he's coming across with something bad. And but he knew that this grass, if it grew any taller, the city was going to be after me. He knew that he could get me in trouble. And so when I saw all that, why I told the guy the story, and he's a Christian. He knows the word of the Lord. And when I told him how Satan is after me because of who I am, and that's why he killed my dog, that's why he let the grass grow, that's why he's done all these sorts of things, letting them steal my my votes. And
you know, Opal, I feel horrible. I feel horrible, Opal, for bringing up these terribly traumatic incidents this morning, like your dog being killed. And Satan flying over you, and you know, I'm sorry. I wanted to check in and make sure your grass was cut, but I didn't realize it was going to lead to such bad memories.
Oh yeah, but the Lord is bringing these memories up to me, and you know, it's going to be published in a book. How Satan works. See, I want to talk, just like I did just then. I want to talk how Satan blinds you from what he's doing to you. Right now, he's got two of my sister-in-laws in the hospital trying to kill him. One was, a stroke. And one just laying there dead. Oh, not dead, but in hospice and not doing nothing. But guess what? Prayer brings you out. The scriptures is what brings you out. And that's why I've been talking about these horrible things that happen to people. If they don't know where they're coming from,
right.
But it's an unseen force.
Unseen. But no, Opal, let's touch on the good here this morning, because when we talked yesterday morning, you said after we were up there on Saturday in Toledo doing the interview with you, that the Lord spoke to you. And what did he say to you for people who didn't hear this yesterday?
Well, he kind of showed it to me in the spirit, and showed me the talents, you know, what you have to promote, you know, and how you've been with me, and I think you were the first media from out of town that got to me and promoted me and believed in me. There was another one from Virginia, but then they kind of fell down, but yet you stuck with me. And you, the most part of it, is that you understand what I'm saying, and you, your mind is very sharp. It's conceived. You conceive truth, and what needs to be done. And so your qualities, you know, God showed me your qualities, and he showed them to me as I even walked through the house the next day. And so then I knew that I had to tell you. God is pleased with you.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that because, you know, you want the Lord pleased with you. And to hear that he's pleased with me, I'm glad that this was relayed through you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The next day I walked the floor and the Lord was taking me back to when I first, you're first working with me on the media, how that you let me talk and how you was understanding me and everything. And he was just showing me. He just showed me in a couple hours. I said, yes, I see it.
Now, he said also that I would be head of the media, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that's important.
You're the ringer.
I'm the ringer.
Do interviews with me or whatever needs to be done. Because you have the mind... You have the mind to perceive. I noticed that down there when we were at the interview. I noticed how you picked up. See, you pick up things that need to be said and done and allowed, just like bar nothing. You know, you knew that, and you knew that. But the Lord had already let me know that. The real truth has to be gotten out. It's got to be out by my mouth.
Well, I appreciate that, Opal. And next time you speak to the Lord, if you could send my thanks to him for that, I would appreciate that.
Yes,
send my thanks and let him...
Qualifications is what I'm talking about. He showed me your qualifications.
Well, I'm glad that I'm qualified. And heaven forbid, when you talk to him, let him know... That I'm a big supporter, and hopefully he's watching over me, and you know, all my family and things of friends and things of that nature.
Yes, he is. When God ordains somebody, just like you ordained me to come to Toledo, every time everything that has happened to me, horde or whatever, and Satan come to kill me, he has protected me. Now look. You're seeing it at face value with my sister. They meant to kill me, and the Lord saved me. Now, he saved me because of the faith that I had in my spirit. You see, it's by faith that you're saved. And so I believed that I was going to live to be 100, and so they can't take me out.
Well, Opal, you're going to be here till you're 100, so we've got 20 more good years in you, and I'm excited. I got to run here real quick, but Opal, feel free to call me anytime. We always love to hear from you, and God bless you.
Am I on the radio right now?
Oh yes, you're on the air with me.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what I would like to for you to see and understand that there's some things that God has shown me in the past weeks, in the past months. Since my sister is gone and my ministry is changing to different, which I want to explain it to the people, but I have to explain, you know, by faith, everything's done.
Absolutely. Well, we're coming up on a break here, Opal, but we'll get to that one day. Like I say, call in anytime you like.
Yeah. He wants all of these things that they don't know for them to ask me. And God wants to explain things to them so that they can be better and, survive the bullets. So, I've got a bullet hole against my car, but they can't kill me.
Oh, thank goodness. My goodness, they didn't get you. Got a bullet hole in the car, but thank God it didn't hit you. Opal, thank you so much. It was good to talk with you. Glad your grass is cut.
Yep.
Stay well.
My face was cut.
Yep, stay well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, our friend in Toledo, Opal Covey there. Now, you just heard it. We've only got a minute left here. We're going to come back and do Family Feud next hour. The grass was cut. So Satan was overcome, and the grass was cut in Toledo. See, that's all you really need to know. That's all you need to know. That's why you listen to the show in the morning, to get the news. And apparently, I've been ordained head of the media. So again, that's all you need to know. When you're listening to these programs in the morning, we're going to do Family Feud and we're going to have some fun. My goodness, what a first hour we've had here this morning. We're having a good time on this Tuesday morning. Stay with us.
15-minute break, and then we're coming back with fun and games here on WGH Talk. Don't you dare flip that dial.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
You know, Abe, there's been this thing for years that people thought you were dead. Do you think that has worked against you in your career?